Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show? Download the podcast now.
Hey, Freako, thanks for being here. Rate, share the episode, follow, comment, and also reach out Ramona Holloway socials, Matt Harris, the Charlotte Morning Mix, et cetera, et cetera.
JD Omix.
Did you see JD get scared?
Elizabeth Trebek.
JD get scared at the Halloween?
Yes, I did.
The other day. Yes.
His wife, Nicole, has two little guys to take care of. You know what I mean?
Well, fair his enough. 8-year-old has a dad to take care of.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Aww.
He said earlier that the 8-year-old hugged him after he got scared. When, what was it that went off?
It was like a bat that popped up and scared
him. Halloween store.
Yeah, it was a spirit Halloween. He's doing a boom. And I was about ready to Mike Tyson him.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait.
I was.
Wait,
if you look at it, I recoil back.
Wait, sir.
You know I would never
did
do it, but still.
Did we see the same video?
I did. I put up my hands like that. Yes, I did.
Sir.
And then I did.
You tinkled.
No.
I did.
No.
I probably did.
It's closer to what Matt said than what you said.
Yeah, yeah. I got scared.
You're not quite, toddler scared of Santa scream.
Yeah, okay.
But you're
startled.
Ooh!
Fair enough. It was surprising.
He said he's easily startled. Or you
don't I am.
No, but you don't like it though either, right? Like you don't like somebody jumping around a corner and you don't find that humorous.
Well, if I have signed up for the haunted experience.
Okay, mm-hmm. Right. That's one thing.
That's one thing. But I don't want you pulling pranks just in my neighborhood.
Right.
Or like,
here at work.
What if I would hide in your back seat and you start driving off and I jump out?
I'm telling you right now.
Oof.
I almost said a word that would get me kicked out of church.
Oh, man.
I would
kill
you. Yeah. I would kill you. Yeah. I would kill you.
Yeah, you don't find those things funny.
No.
People
no.
do. There's families that like to scare each other.
I would straight up Murdoch your ass.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
No, allegedly. You don't do that to people. Especially like driving pranks.
Oh, yeah.
Are horrible.
What pranks?
Driving pranks.
Driving pranks.
Anything
yeah.
okay. that happens while right. you no. or another person are at sure. the wheel and you're rolling,
yeah.
those pranks are no. stupid.
You don't get started, I'm saying. You just get in, you sit in your car after a long day at work, and all of a sudden I pop out. So you haven't moved yet. Now we are okay.
Are we okay?
Still in the car. Yeah, no. Uh-uh.
Are we okay?
Yeah.
Try it.
Remember when a guy used to work here, Matt.
Are we okay?
No, we're not
try
okay.
Try it. Try it. Yeah,
that would scare the crap out of you, right?
What do you mean? That would...
I've known people
there was
done
a guy
it.
On... I don't like parking in the parking deck. You know, I don't even like parking on top of the parking deck. Yeah. I don't like that thing. Because when you're sitting there... No, because when you're on the top of the parking deck...
What about it?
When other cars go by, you can feel it.
So, oh.
You can feel it. And it's not just a little... brrr, it's a big...
Brrr,
and I also know that this building is like 100 years old. Okay?
Yeah.
I know this building is like 100
nuts.
Years old. So I don't like parking up there at all. I refuse to park underneath because there have been rats down there.
Sure.
There have
rats
been horrible... feral cats down there,
yep.
and coyotes.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. If they
coyotes.
Were open, they've been around there. I don't know if they were inside the.
Yeah, yeah, they were because so people were tossing food out of the windows of their cars. Yeah. So yeah, there were.
Hurt, yeah.
So I don't even like being over there. You pull something there, and I'm telling you right now, I will
there.
Freak out. The other day, there was a guy like passed out in a car.
Oh. Yeah.
And I was trying to determine. Ooh, it was. Just yesterday,
not
actually.
Not like dead, passed out. Like
that's what I was trying to figure out.
Yeah.
I was like, because it's kind of hot.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You were actually worried? Like in a check?
I was very worried.
Oh.
You wouldn't check on him if you
I wouldn't even remotely think about checking
on
him.
Oh, I would. I totally would.
So you see somebody, like, passed out in a car, like, it didn't look like a sleep.
What's the difference?
When you are asleep in your car, like you've, like a friend of mine takes a nap at work every single day.
Yeah.
Goes out to his car, sets his watch, puts the seat back, and closes his eyes
yeah.
for like 20 minutes.
Right.
That's like a close your eyes, put your seat back thing. It's not a mouth open, head over to the side,
yeah.
drooling kind of thing.
I would never.
Assume that you're
sleeping.
That your car sleep is a little bit lighter than,
No.
Should we do it a is this a chalk outline situation?
No. You know what I mean? Think about it, but you're not going to pound to wake him up, are you?
I thought about knocking on. I was like, I thought about it. And then when I went over to the car and I got closer, I felt that the car was on.
Oh.
So it was very very silent motor. I felt that the car was on. Mm. So that's when I knew. Well, I felt that I knew that he was not passed out or dead or near dead. He was just taking a nap.
I would not even think about it unless I saw flies or smelled something.
Okay. So, like, day 10 of that same car with that same person, when old dude starts to stink, you're like, you know, it's a long nap.
If you come back tomorrow and he's still there,
Rip Van Winkle was real, you know.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to. Yeah, no way would it cross my mind that they might have an issue going on. Oh, well.
Am I the only person?
No,
I would do it. I've done this before.
You've knocked on somebody's window?
Well, not knocked on it, but I've wanted to knock on the window. Oh. But
What's the difference?
I've seen somebody sitting at like a bus stop before, and that exact same thing where they're just the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I walk by and it's like, good morning. And if they move, then it's
okay. Insane?
No,
that's
I'm
crazy.
Concerned about my fellow people.
Yes, yes.
That's
same
what
thing
it is.
Happened right
they're
out here
dead.
In front of the station several years ago. Before the neighborhood started gentrifying, there was a guy laying on the grass across the street from the station in a very chalk outline-y situation.
Uh-huh.
And I beeped the horn. I called his name. I finally called the cops. Turned out when he heard the sirens, he got up and left. But still.
And so, anyway, that dead guy you checked on, but you thought about poking him with a stick or something, didn't you?
No. Because
I told you poking him with a stick.
Our neighborhood at that time was so high crime that if you drove up and down the street in front of the station more than twice in 1 hour, they would send a letter to your house saying, we've spotted your car frequenting a drug and prostitution zone.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Because the neighborhood was really crime infested at that point.
Right.
So,
and then I moved.
So there was a guy sprawled out in a really uncomfortable way. Yeah. And so I drove past, was like, Ramona, you can't do this. You can't just drive past. So I circled around and I beeped the horn. I called out, are you okay? Are you okay? I beat my horn several times. Then finally, after beeping, staying out there beeping my horn, a woman who was working in the building across the street came out and has he moved at all? We've been watching him. So there were women in the building who were working, but they were also afraid to come outside because they didn't know, thanks to this neighborhood, if it was some type of setup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm beeping the horn. So I yelled out to her. He won't. He has not moved. It doesn't look like he's breathing. I called 911 and I waited in the car until I saw the guy move.
Mm.
And the minute I heard the sirens, he started moving and wound up just kind of staggering down the street.
Well.
So the horn did nothing.
Yeah.
Screaming at him did nothing. However, when he heard the sirens, he was like,
gotta go.
That was his wake up alarm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I could not have lived with myself if I just drove by.
Sure. No, I totally get it.
And then, on the news later, Channel 10, which is in our building, says, man killed right across the street from WBTV. Yeah. And I just drove past him because I didn't care that there was another human being sprawled out in the grass in the hot sun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I felt like I would have, the guy needs rest. rested before.
People generally don't take naps in public places in the grass unless there's some type of issue.
Yeah, maybe.
Homelessness,
maybe.
Sickness,
drugs, alcohol,
which is also sickness,
worn out of prostitution love,
sickness.
And also, you were just told, because you are an old person who goes to the post office all the time, that and have
I
want to
shout out to all my people.
I've been to a post office in 1,000 years,
the Belmont post office. Mm. My girl Rhonda and everybody else, love you.
You found out today that you cannot buy a single stamp.
That shocks me.
Yeah. JD said he
not even at the post office?
No. When I went to the post office, you had to buy a book of stamps.
Are you sure?
I heard this. Promise.
It's funny he says that because I heard on a podcast like 2 days ago, someone was talking about it. This person was, I think they're 22 or something they were saying. And so they've never even been in a post office their entire life. And they went in and they're like, I don't even know how to do this. And
I'm going to need verification because at my post office in Belmont, I can guarantee you, I would almost guarantee you that they will peel off one stamp for you or put their little thing on it that says, because you took the time to walk in there.
I don't know.
Like maybe they won't let you buy a single one online or at the grocery store.
Walgreens, you can't. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. But at the post office? That doesn't even make sense
to me. Walmart, maybe they say. I don't know. If these
are Walmart, yeah, that makes sense if they're only selling them by the book.
It says they do singles at Walmart, maybe. Or at least some places.
Well, when I went over to the food line, the lady that I asked for a single stamp, this was before I knew that I couldn't buy a single stamp at the UPS store. And so when I went over to the food line, she looked at me like I was speaking Chinese.
Well, there's food line is not the post
food
office.
Food line is not the post office.
No, I know, but remember back in the day.
The UPS store is not the post office.
I know, but remember back in the day, you could go to the grocery store and buy a single stamp.
You could.
But you started with, you said you went to the post office and they wouldn't do it.
No. I went to the UPS store.
Okay,
and then after that, I went to the food line, and then I went to the post office. I had to go to three different places.
Because if that happened at the post office, Joshua, I was going to go with you to the post office, and we were going to raise something.
Yeah. Right?
There was going to be a full-on stamp protest.
I don't even know how much a book cost. I couldn't even guess.
$18.99. Right? $18.99 is how much
$19.
I paid for $19 for a book of stamps.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. Mm. No. I would not. See, you were way off there, as you haven't bought in a while.
Nope.
I have always carried stamps for the past several years. I have a book of stamps in my wallet because I'm a last-minute card buyer.
Mm-hmm.
So I buy the card, sign it up in the car, and I want to just be able to drop it off. If it makes it to my house, it's never going to get mailed.
Right.
Wait a minute. He's nuts.
Who, me?
2023 retail price, book of stamps, $13.20.
I paid $18.99 for a book of stamps.
You also said you couldn't get a single one. They saw a sucker coming.
Oh, probably.
And plus, perhaps buying them from an establishment that's not the post office means you paid some type of tax and also service fee?
More than likely. No, this happens. This happens. This happens to me all the time. Well, I end up going and paying. And Nicole,
Office
my wife,
Depot's
all the time. She always tells me, she's like, "You have to look at that before you pay it." And I'm like, "I just want to pay it." I feel
poor
like Matt,
Nicole.
Like this in this part,
because
I just want to pay it and then just be done with it and say, "Okay, it's done."
And you're not gonna raise a fuss. You're not gonna say,
"Never."
Is that price wrong?
Never. I am
Meanwhile,
mortified.
I'm raising a fuss, and the price is right. I'm like, I thought this was $32.77.
Nope.
You're telling me it's $32.79.
Listen, if I get it done and it's sent off, that is off my honey-do list and I'm good.
No, actually, you're not
I'm
good.
Not good. I know, but I'll take the heat
you're
for
good.
It.
Nope, JD, not
don't
good.
Being
I'll
honey,
take the heat.
That's not how that works.
You could charge me, like, they probably just figured this guy doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
Because you could charge me $30 for a book of stamps and be like, I
wouldn't
guess.
Know.
You did it, right? Yeah.
What the hell do I know?
I'm opening up a store and all of you are invited to be my customers.
I don't even know what
Because whenever you walk in, I'm just going to make up a price.
Yeah, well,
which I found out, and I'm only saying this because I can't even find this guy anymore, but I was dealing with a painter. This was probably 20 years ago when I moved to Charlotte, and he was saying to me, you know, this is the price for me to paint your whole house. And I was like, oh, okay. I said, well, I'm going to get another estimate. Thank you. And he said, well, you know what? I'll give you a brown people discount.
Hmm.
And so then all of a sudden, my estimate got $200 cheaper.
Wow.
But it wasn't really a brown people discount.
Yeah.
What it is there are a lot of people who aren't going to question the price ever.
Right.
Like if you say it's $17.99, they're like, okay. Right. If you tell me it's $17.99, I'm either going to tell you, I'm going to get another estimate.
Oh, yeah, for something big, yeah.
Because I want to see what it is that you can do. I'm not going to, like, if you're like, okay, this is what we can do, you know, all right, I might go ahead and pay. Who knows?
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, I want to negotiate.
I'm not negotiating a stamp. You know, if you're going to tell me it's a dollar for a stamp, I guess I'll go like, wow, that's raised.
But they did a book of stamps, they say $18, and you're like, okay. Or they tell JD, that'll be $176. She's like, well, okay.
No, that's crossing the line.
These stamps are, you know, stamps are $100 a piece now. No. They don't go around telling people stamps are $100 a piece now.
Yeah. No.
Yes. 63 cents, I just
He just told us it cost him $28 to mail an envelope to his dad.
You did say that.
I did.
$28 to mail an envelope that needed a stamp.
An envelope that needed a stamp that I had to put in the packaging to send from the UPS store.
And you know what?
No, this is bullcrap.
If I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you right now, JD, I love you. I love you. But if I was your wife, we would have gone back to that UPS store together. We would have fished that. We would have fished that thing out of the bin.
You're saying,
and we would have gotten a damn, got a refund and got a damn stamp.
Fair enough. Like a letter, right? A letter cost him $30.
He only needed was a stamp.
How did a letter cost you $30?
I was wondering the same thing. When I asked the guy, I was like, I don't understand. How come I have to pay this much? And he said, because we don't sell individual stamps. I had to buy packaging to put my envelope into that envelope, then paid for that.
Wait a minute, why'd you have to put an envelope in an envelope?
Because they wouldn't send it from the UPS store for me to send it directly to that. That's what I'm saying.
So you, wait a minute.
But wait, he also came in swinging that the UPS doesn't sell single stamps
That's
anymore.
That's literally what I just said.
Post office doesn't. Now that they do. But...
oh, Lord.
So what you did probably was, it sounds like you UPS'd an envelope to your dad.
Yes.
You didn't buy any stamps at all.
Not at the UPS store.
Okay.
No, yeah. I had to go to the post office to buy stamps, and that's where I ended
up. Why did you UPS an envelope to your dad? Why didn't you just mail an envelope like a normal
person? Because
with the stamps.
I had to see. Like, yes, as we're talking through this, I understand.
Oh, God!
That this is this
oh, God,
the way that it happened.
Just went on.
No,
Jesus,
no,
light bulb just went
no,
on.
But I understand this.
Did it?
I feel like yes, I understand. That it might look a little odd.
It cost you 66 cents and it cost you $20.
Right. When it comes down to it as well.
The light bulb just went on, and we're celebrating that.
Yeah.
You can call it celebrating, but you know, whatever you want to call it.
I am.
No,
I am.
It's
I'm
fine.
I'm calling
your wife. So, don't even get Hurston. This is a sore subject. We're not talking about this with the wife. No, well, and
because
when it comes
he's already been through it at home. He already said he's
at
been through
time,
it at home.
He gets dispatched to
right.
run an errand.
So this all started because my dad sent me something from Jacksonville from his bank account. He was getting a new bank card. He wanted our address. So he sent it to our address.
Okay.
But he wanted me to get it and send it back to him. I was like, why don't you just get them to send you there in Jacksonville, just send it to your address
there. Well, now we
there.
Know where he gets
it. Like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
I think this is where my mama would say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
And I understand that. And so as we're going through this, I said the same conversation with my dad. I said, why don't you just send it to yourself or get a card printed there at the bank? And he's like, that's not how the his explanation was, that's not how they do it. I was like, what do you mean that's not how they do that? That's how they do it. He's like, I just need your address. So he sent it to me, and it gets to me, and my wife is sitting there going, this is so dumb. Don't send it. And I was like, well, I have to send it.
I love her so much. Yeah. I love her so much.
Me too. And so I said, I have to send it. She's like, no, you don't. I was like, I do. It's my dad. I have to send it to him. She's like, better not pay a lot of money for this. I was like, I'm not. So all of this stuff ended up happening.
Should have been 68 cents or zero, because this never should have happened.
Listen, all of it, yes.
You are ridiculous.
I agree. I agree.
$20 to mail his dad something that was two blocks from his dad.
We're going
to
hug after this podcast.
I'm feeling a little assaulted, but it's okay.
I know. We're going to hug.
It's okay.
We're going to hug.
We're going to hug.
He does not. No one deserves to be assaulted verbally by anybody. Mm-hmm. We're going to hug.
You deserve a little.
Yeah.
Real abuse.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I have other prospects so I can get another job.
It'll probably cost you $400 to apply for the job.
Right. Exactly. I'll have to pay an entrance fee to even get an application out.
All I can think of is the Hasher job.
Oh, yeah. Another Hasher job coming up. Rate and review and blah, blah, blah.
I may be here. I may not.
Reach out.
Apply to a job interview in Charlotte.
Yes. You should work at the post office or the UPS store. Yeah. You'd be good at that.
Will charge me to walk through the door.
Yeah. All right. Reach out to us on the socials. Ramona Holloway, Matt Harris, The Morning Mix. Talk soon.
Thanks for listening to Charlotte's best mix of the 90s, 2000s, and today on Mix 107.9 and always streaming live at mix1079.com.